The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. And first and foremost, right, let me wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. You know, things might look a little bit different this year, certainly different from last year, right, when we were getting ready for the Bills to play on Thanksgiving Day against the Dallas Cowboys. But for this year, wishing you and yours a very happy, healthy, and safe Thanksgiving. So in today's podcast, really kind of a lot of news-related items. There's certainly been some news around the team. We'll touch base on a couple of different things with my thoughts, and obviously I always want to get your thoughts as well. You can hit me up in the comments section here at BuffaloRumblings.com, or you can reach me on Twitter at AnthMarino. At any time. So really the latest piece, right, coming out, which I think is, you know, maybe somewhat expected. The Bills had an opportunity for their game on the weekend of December 19th to be moved to Saturday doubleheader. And that is going to be the case for the Bills. They will be playing at 4:30 in the afternoon at Denver in that key AFC matchup. And I say a key matchup, right? The Broncos beat the Miami Dolphins last week with Drew Locke at quarterback, and we know that they have a solid defense, should be a formidable matchup for the Bills. There was some thought maybe if they would have been in the primetime slot there, but that is going to go to the Carolina Panthers and the Green Bay Packers playing at 8:15 p.m. I know at least for some fans, they were looking at things and hoping that the Bills would be in that primetime spot, but I mean, let's be honest, that 4:30 game for the Bills, it is the national, you know, a nationally televised game. It's the only game at that time. It'll be available to everyone across the country on NFL Network. And when you take a look at that, again, one of those pieces, right, you just take a look at it for the Bills. I'm excited about what that can really be and just, you know, that type of a matchup. I mean, we've seen the Bills stumble a little bit with some of the primetime you know, evening type of game so far this year. I'm thinking back to the game against the Chiefs and, of course, the Tennessee Titans. But with that, right, the Bills are going to have those other matchups, Sunday night football against the Pittsburgh Steelers and then the two Monday night football games against the San Francisco 49ers as well as the New England Patriots. So, you know, really when you go through with all of this, the Bills getting the opportunity, I was expecting them to be one of those nationally televised games on 12/19, and that is certainly going to be the case. So that was a little bit of breaking news taking place as recording this on Tuesday. In addition to that, some additional news, the Bills coming back to full strength at cornerback as the team announced Josh Norman has been activated from the reserve COVID-19 list. He was placed on the list on November 14th. He is the last one of that group to come back at this time. So, you know, when you take a look at that, I know for Josh Norman, he has not been incredibly healthy this season, has certainly missed more time than he has been able to play. But with this, when you talk about the Bills, and again, using that term, saying being at full strength, Levi Wallace back now, you've got Dane Jackson, which certainly showed some good things against the Arizona Cardinals back in week 10. So from this standpoint right now, you can look at some things and say, okay, do the Bills need to, you know, move some pieces around? Is it something where you're going with the hot hand? Is Dane Jackson kind of earned the right to be that starter? I would be surprised if that was the case. But if you do have a healthy Josh Norman and a healthy Levi Wallace, who might get that start? But again, we did see with the Bills last year at sometimes when Levi Wallace would struggle that they would go to the bench and work in Kevin Johnson. So, you know, maybe now they have a little bit of flexibility. Of course, as you go into Sunday's game against the San Diego Chargers, quarterback Justin Herbert, but a successful air attack, I guess you could say, from the Los Angeles Chargers. Did I call them San Diego before? I can't remember. It's one of those pieces, man, that I always go through. But, you know, you go through this, the Bills back at home on Sunday after the bye. You lose that hangover, right, from the loss to the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah, sure, you'd love to go into the bye at 8-2. But if you are going to lose in heartbreaking fashion, at least have that bye so you can kind of work through your emotions there a little bit before you have to worry about your next game. But it certainly will be a task for the Bills. The Chargers have struggled in the win-loss column, but when you look at Herbert, they have certainly not struggled to put up points. It will be a good challenge for the Buffalo Bills offense or defense. And let's see what the offense can do, right? If they can kind of pick up where they have left off. And, you know, the Chargers defense, I mean, they've flashed at times, but certainly giving up enough points, giving up 26 points to the Jets on Sunday. So I'm excited to see the Bills back in action, led by Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, and really to see what they can do there. Another news piece, I guess if you're just kind of talking about some pieces, Cornelius Bennett and Steve Tasker, both named semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And with that, right, it is certainly for Tasker, this is nothing new to him. He was named a semifinalist, it looks like 8 different times, according to BuffaloBills.com, in 2004, 2008, 2009, 2010, 12, 13, took a gap, right, 2020, and now in 2021. And it's one of those pieces, right? We talk about Steve Tasker a lot. I think sometimes it's easier for us to forget how good he was. Tasker, again, according to the team website, was a 7-time first-team All-Pro and Pro Bowler. To be first-team All-Pro 7 times in your career is certainly pretty remarkable. And, you know, Steve Tasker, I think when you talk about special teams and showing some of that respect, at least in my humble opinion, one that is long overdue. I was a bit surprised to see that Cornelius Bennett was listed as a semifinalist. You know, with that being said, I mean, he was named to the Pro Bowl 5 times. He was first-team All-Pro once in 1988. Certainly an integral piece of the Buffalo Bills, you know, run to 4 straight Super Bowls and just a great, great team. And, you know, those franchise years, right, that we think back to the 90s. But I was surprised that he was listed as one of the 25. Again, if it were me, if I were a betting man, I would put it on Tasker before Bennett. But you never know. And for each of these guys to be one of the 25 semifinalists, certainly something, you know, kind of recognizing what they have done in their career. And wouldn't it be nice to see one of these two guys get the opportunity to be enshrined in Canton? Finally, the last piece that I'll kind of take note on, and it's an abbreviated one, right? I mean, you're coming off a bye week. You've got the game coming up. We'll have plenty of previews for you here at BuffaloRumblings.com. But just like everyone else, you just continue to monitor things with Mitch Morse. Again, right, when we talk about this, it seems that Morse in a position, you know, that he was healthy enough to play against the Arizona Cardinals before the bye. Doesn't seem to be lingering effects of the injury, but maybe just a preference of the coaching staff to have John Feliciano at center, Ike Butker at guard, along with Brian Winters, and you know, kind of see what happens, right? I mean, we have got Cody Ford, who may be healthy to play in the game. You know, I could see him going back to left guard. And again, then what will happen? Will Mitch Morse be ready to start at center? Does the coaching staff, you know, look at it? Are there lingering, effects, I guess you can say, from the concussion that he had? And just to kind of see what takes place. So I know it's been an interesting storyline, right, when you talk about Morse and what he brings to the program, really is being the highest paid center in the league. But obviously John Feliciano has been playing great as well. And just what's going to take place with the offensive line. So I'm curious to see what really takes place there. And again, for the Bills, when you talk about Anthony Lynn's defense out of Los Angeles and what the Chargers bring to the table on Sunday, how that offensive line performs will certainly be key. And it will be interesting to see who the 5 guys line up as the starters at this time. So again, the Bills take on the Chargers in Orchard Park on Sunday. The Bills currently sitting as a 5.5-point favorite, which to me sounds about right. It's never one of those things, like, you don't want to call something a must-win game in Week 11, right? Not one of those type of scenarios. But when you talk about it, like when you're playing at home, a West Coast team coming to the East, you're a 5.5-point favorite. I expect the Bills to win this game, right? I mean, you kind of take a look at that. And I'll be honest, I expect them to win every game right now. When you talk about Josh Allen and the offense and what they're doing, I feel like we've seen some signs of improvement from the defense, at least making more of those splash plays that I know you can't always bet on. But, you know, from that standpoint, I'm taking a quick look at the weather forecast on Sunday, high of 48 degrees in Buffalo. So from that standpoint, right, a partly sunny day, shouldn't be anything too crazy, no crazy precipitation or anything along those lines. But as we said, right, you're a 5.5-point favorite at home, a team traveling all the way across the country, a 1 p.m. kickoff, right? So you talk about the time zone shifts and all of those types of things. I'm certainly expecting a Buffalo Bills victory on Sunday over the Chargers. But again, we talk about this time, we talk about the holidays, we talk about giving thanks. Certainly, I'm thankful for my family, my friends, good health, and just everything that we have. And I'm thankful to have all of you that tune in with us each week, not just to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, but to all of our great shows here at BuffaloRumblings.com. Just the fact that we get to chat with each of you and you spend some time with us each week, it really does mean a lot. And we always appreciate you guys tuning in. So as I said before, I hope that you and yours have a happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate you always spending some time with us. And as always, go Bills.